All right, now we'll go to Pakistan, as I so abruptly tried to take us to earlier. This morning, Benazir Bhutto is a prisoner in her own home in Islamabad. The former Pakistani prime minister has been barred by the army from attending a rally that was being held by her own party, which means she's effectively under house arrest. This is on the heels of the detention of as many as 5,000 members of Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party this week. Nevertheless, the People's Party went ahead with this planned rally today in Rawalpindi. That's the largest city close to the capital of Islamabad. There's also word this morning that a suicide bomber attacked the home of a government minister in the northwestern city of Peshawar. Four people died in that attack. The minister was not heard. On the line, we've got Fauzia Wahab, a member of parliament. Her district is in Karachi. She's also a member of Benazir Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party. She was at the rally today. Ms. Wahab, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for inviting me, including me in your show.
You were at this rally. I understand it just ended. Kind of, can you describe it for me? What happened?
Yes, Ms. Benazir Bhutto was served detention orders today, and that was for house arrest. And as you know, today was planned to hold a public rally, public meeting at Rawalpindi. But since she was detained, she could not, sort of go out. So in the afternoon, she tried to go and face what is happening. And she tried to break the barricades. And in fact, all our legislators were also there. We tried to break the barricades, but somehow they had put in, besides barbed wire, they had put in concrete cemented barricades and at one end of the road, and at the other end of the road they had placed big buses and armored cars. This is the reason why she could not get out of the street and reach the place where she wanted to go. Around 4:30, when it was realized that she will not be able to break the barricades, she addressed the people there who had gathered in large number, and she had also addressed the press as well, who was also there. And just 20 or 30 minutes ago, we had just come back to her house.
Ms. Wahab, let me just ask, as I've been reading about reportedly 5,000 members of the PPP, that's your party and Benazir Bhutto's party, have been detained by police in recent days. Have you been able to speak with those people? And also, are you personally in danger of being arrested right now?
Yes, we are all under a threat of being arrested any moment. We have been given intimation that it could be any moment, any time. They are raids at everybody's house, every legislator's house, and at in some cases, the police, where the legislators are not at home, they are here in Karachi, so they have surrounded their houses as well. So it's quite a very tense situation.
Well, it was announced recently that President Musharraf would agree to having elections coming up. Isn't that essentially what you've been calling for? And does that mean you guys can go back to your normal lives? I mean, have you won a minor battle with that?
He has said that elections, the process of elections will be completed by the 15th of February. And we feel this is not something concrete, something substantial. It is very vague. So we want a confirmed election schedule, a confirmed date, and after that we can think about, settling down with this matter.
There was another suicide bombing that happened today, and it, of course, called to mind for us this bombing that went off near former Prime Minister Bhutto when she first returned to Pakistan on October 18th. 150 people died in that explosion, and you, I understand, were actually injured in that blast. Do we know anything more about who planted that bomb, and are they going to be brought to justice?
I don't know whether who is going to be brought to justice or not, but the blast was definitely very, very, very intensive, and up till now, the the number of deaths are 155. And there are still those people whose bodies have been found, but their identities could not be established as yet. So the number can go more than that, well, more than 155.
Fazia Wahab, and, listen, thank you very much. We do appreciate you calling in. I know it's been a busy day for you and one fraught with a lot of tension. So we thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me, including me in your show. Thank you.
Bye. Sure. That's Fazia Wahab, a member of parliament in Pakistan. She's from the Karachi district, and she's a member of Benazir Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party. She was at a rally today in Rawalpindi.